Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Guiding America on money matters for 25 years. This is Money Talk with Bob Brinker.
Greetings and salutations from the Starship Money Talk. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's America's money program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. We have a toll-free line. It's the same wherever you go. 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. 1-800-934-2221. Money Talk is the program. And this makes us a unique radio cast that helps you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That way you take charge of your personal financial future. Everything from investing in your tax-privileged accounts to saving for all of the future goals, including the education of the young sprouts. That's what Money Talk is all about, acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to manage your financial future and let those sharks swim on by. We come your way each and every weekend talking about the tools to achieve financial freedom for yourself and your family so that hopefully someday you can reside in that land of critical mass. And I realize some of you are there, and congratulations on that. Well, it certainly was a good jobs report on Friday. In fact, it was a very, very good jobs report on Friday. There's just no other way to paint it. Payrolls climbed by 255,000 in the month of July. That beat every forecast in the major surveys. And it came on top of a revised upward 292,000 job gain in the month of June. So the last 2 months have averaged 273,000 new jobs. The jobless rate at 4.9%. Lots of people joining the labor force as the participation rate rose, but the jobs were there. And because the jobs were there, the jobless rate held steady at 4.9%. Now, we've had some slack in the labor market. It is a gradual process of relieving that slack, and that's a process that continues. This is why you've seen the Federal Reserve keep rates down in order to spur jobs growth, and we certainly have seen that in the employment figures. No question about it, labor demand has been holding up quite well. We've seen, especially the last 2 months, we've seen a firming up in the labor market. We've also seen a firming up in wages. Not too much, but some firming up in wages. And the reason that's good is because it contributes to growth in consumer spending, and the U.S. economy is approximately 70% comprised of consumer spending. It's a really, really big deal. And the fuel for that consumer spending can come from the obvious: people joining the labor force through new jobs and people getting increases in their wages. Now, the unemployment rate is derived from a separate Labor Department survey, which is based on households. And the unemployment rate coming in at 4.9 for the month. And that is pretty low, by the way. Not the lowest it's ever been. Way below the 10% peak it reached back in the recession days, back around 08, 09. Good to see that labor force participation rate go up from 62.7 to 62.8. Very, very difficult to get that moving in a positive direction because of the demographics, but it did tick up for the month. As far as wages are concerned, Average hourly earnings came in at $25.69. That was a year-over-year gain of 2.6%. So it's good to see some increase in wages, but especially when it's better than inflation. Inflation's been running about 1%. So if you get a 2.6% increase in average wages and a 1% inflation, you have about a 1.5% real gain in wages. Another significant item that came out in the report was the increase in the average work week. Now, that went up by 6 minutes from 34.4 to 34.5 hours. Every increase, even small increases in the average work week, are important contributors to the fuel for consumer spending. So that's what's going on out there. Where was the strength in the payrolls? It was broad-based. We saw it in manufacturing. We saw it in healthcare, retailing. We saw it in leisure and hospitality. And with a lot of local school employment coming in, we saw an increase in government employment in that figure. At the same time, there are other elements of the report that bear watching. One of them is the underemployment rate. Now, we've talked on Money Talk many, many times over the years about the underemployment rate. The underemployment rate, which basically consists of those working part-time because they cannot find full-time, and also those who have been out of work a long time, known as the discouraged workforce. The underemployment rate actually rose in the month of July from 9.6 to 9.7. This is an elevated figure relative to where it was years ago. And it's something that Chair Janet Yellen watches closely. She is totally aware of what's going on with the underemployment rate, which is the proper approach for her, because we're talking about almost 6 million individuals who now have part-time jobs but would rather have full-time jobs. That's a lot of workers. That also represents some slack in the labor force, by the way, because those people are available to take full-time work if and when it appears. As for the discouraged workers, these are those who stopped looking for work, because they couldn't find it. We have 591,000 discouraged workers. Now, that's a lot less than the other figure of almost 6 million part-time that would like to be full-time. Nonetheless, 591,000 is a five-month high in the figure for discouraged workers, those who stopped looking for work because they could not find it. All of this has to be placed into context. And I think the important context is that total goods and services, gross domestic product, continues at very, very low levels. Slow to moderate growth is the only way it can be viewed. Actually, recently, it's been slow. First half, 1% annual rate. Second quarter, 1.2% annual rate. Based on the figures we currently have, they will be revised. Indications are that third quarter real GDP is running at a rate 2 and a fraction, maybe a little better. We'll see how that plays out. But all in all things considered, a very good employment report. And we always like to see that because we want to see as many people working as we possibly can have in this economy. It's good for the country to have jobs, to have people working. Now, some people will bellyache, well, they don't have the perfect jobs. They don't all have the high-paying jobs. A lot of that goes back to education. A lot of it goes back to education. When you are in a country such as the USA, where approximately 75% of the country does not have a college diploma, you are going to be limited in terms of what you can do on your payroll, because there is a clear-cut correlation between education and what you're going to make as a worker. And so we have to work from that base. This is the reason that it's so important for us to increase our emphasis on education. And hopefully we will do that. So far, we really have not done that as a nation. Now, the fact that we only have 1 in 4 with a college diploma is evidence of that. Now, there are other ways that you can make good money without a college diploma, but it usually involves developing some skill set. In the absence of that, it's very, very difficult to make a lot of money unless you have a particular talent, a celebrity-type talent, like, well, you know the drill, hitting a baseball over the fence, shooting hoops, that sort of thing. But without formal education, very, very difficult to make a lot of money. So that's what we're looking at in this employment report, and wow, it's been an amazing 2 months. Now, of course, there are cynics out there who say, well, we don't believe any of these numbers. These numbers are being put out there for political reasons. But, of course, that argument was shot down when the GDP report came out. Because if these numbers were bogus numbers being put out for political reasons, then there is no possibility we would have seen a 1.2% gross domestic product growth rate announced for the second quarter, because there's nothing particularly exciting about that number. That is really slow growth. So the numbers appear to be what they are. They are subject to revision, but we also know about the jobs number from another source, and that's the unemployment claims series that we've talked about. The first time claims for unemployment insurance remain very, very low, historically low. And we know from that we get jobs increases, and that's exactly what has happened. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone formulas. And Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream soothes and moisturizes up to 24 hours. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Hi, I'm Sonny Reynolds, COO, founder of As Is Lending. BBB knows that we pride ourselves on providing our clients with the right loan product to meet their financial needs. Earning an A-plus rating from BBB shows that consumers can trust us to assist them on their path to financial freedom. And we strive to deliver exceptional customer care by listening to our clients' specific goals. Our BBB accreditation puts us on a short list of mortgage lenders BBB has verified. As Is Lending invites you to check our reviews at BBB.org and our website at asislending.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood, 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
For all the big time spenders and money lenders, we are rolling along on the flight of the Starship Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate the company at 1-800-934-2221. Let's get out to Chicagoland. Ed, welcome to Money Talk.
Yeah, Bob. Good afternoon. My question is pretty simple. China's flooding the market while Silicon Valley with money. Do you think they're there kind of like spying on new technology? What's up with that?
Oh, I think China spies 24/7. Yeah, 365 days a year. No question in my mind. I think we all know that.
Yeah, because I know they're doing with military, and I wouldn't be surprised that they're there. So.
Look, when you're talking about a country that is willing to ignore copyright law and trademark law, you're talking about, in that sense, you're talking about a rogue nation. And that's the way I view China when it comes to those subjects. Does China spy? Of course they spy.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can get a little bit upper hand on them. Not. Obviously, we don't want to go to war with anybody, but kind of like, I don't know, get a brushback pitch on them and kind of like show them, you know, hey, the U.S. is around.
Well, I think that the key to the relationship between the United States and China has been built on one thing. You probably know what that is. It's one word. Do you know what that is? Trade is the answer. That's the basis of the relationship between the United States and China, trade. Because it's been good for them. It's been good for us. That's the way it works. And both countries have been willing to pursue that agenda. China does that not just with the U.S. China does that with countries all over the world. I remember very, very well years ago being in Ireland. And I was staying at a kind of a castle resort, if you will. They have them all over Ireland, as you know. And it was a nice place. And what happened was there was a group from China, trade group in from China, and they were visiting and having discussions with officials from the Commerce Department equivalent in Ireland. And it occurred to me, this goes on all over the world. I mean, China is interested in pushing products out the door in their export account. And that's what they do. They go out and they make trade agreements and trade deals, and there you go. I mean, after all, they are now the second largest economy in the world. That's pretty amazing when you look at 20, 30 years ago. And especially when you look back on the days of Mao Zedong back in the 1960s. So they've come a long way, especially for a country that is governed by a communist regime that decided to adopt a capitalist economic model of all things so that they could give their 1.6 billion population a way out of poverty and keep them preoccupied while the powers that be remain up at the top, living the good life. And that's the way it is. But I think that it's very, very difficult for the U.S. or any other one country to change policy in China. At the same time, they have been an important trade partner, not only for the U.S., but also an important trade partner for the European Union and for countries throughout Asia. Money Talk On Demand information posted up at the homepage at bobbrinker.com, because you can stream Money Talk on your computer, download Money Talk to your smartphone, and the investment talk is year-round. You can listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at bobbrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free line, we would like to hear from you. 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. Wherever you're listening to our talkathon, 1-800-934-2221. You are always welcome to chime in right here on America's Money Program, Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Get clarity on the things that make you go. Live and local. KABC.
Parts of Florida from Pensacola to Tampa could be hit with 10 to 15 inches of rain, and some isolated areas could get up to 18 as a slow-moving storm arrives. National Weather Service meteorologist Don McMichael says evacuations are possible this week.
But right now, they were advising people who live along rivers or faster-flowing streams or who are in flood-prone areas to keep an eye on water levels, and if they get a rapid rise in water levels, you know, seek higher ground or, you know, evacuate that area.
Russia plans to appeal a decision to ban the country from the Paralympic Games next month. Philip Craven of the International Paralympic Committee says the ruling is based on Russia's state-sponsored doping of athletes.
There's no politics at all.
in our decision. This is purely to do with sport, the values of sport, and the future of sport.
S&P futures gaining a point. The NASDAQ futures up 4.5. The Dow futures up 19. I'm Ann Cates.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
There is an incredible hypocrisy with bringing this con guy to the Democratic Convention. He's an advocate for Sharia.
To hear more, tune into Sam Nation Sunday at 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Looking for the truth about medical and political controversies? Join Dr. Gregory A. Smith, producer of the hit film American Addict, for Truth, Medicine, and Politics every Saturday night at 9, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8484. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8484.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it.
888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here, 1-800-934-2221. We head out to the great state of Idaho. Jim, welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, I'm a retired chemical engineer. And one of the things that I've just noticed is that, yes, there has been a huge increase in the number of workers employed, but what is bothersome about it all is there was, over the last quarter, $265 billion of corporate profit made, but I don't see the corporations reinvesting the money back into capital equipment and expansion of the industry, which looms badly for the future in industrial production. And also to address the education issue, not just only 25% have degrees, what percentage of that 25% that have the college degrees that may be employed are in meaningful employment because they were gaining their degree in something that was worthwhile instead of something underwater basket weaving, so they could just say they had a degree and that would be the end of it. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more students gaining healthy student loans and not being able to pay them back because they're accepting jobs. I don't know where this $25 average income per hour is coming from, because it certainly isn't out here, and we don't see it anywhere. I am now a college professor in the evening. I teach chemistry at Boise State University, and I have to tell you that it is not what is the dominant profession. There's only three sources of wealth in the universe. That's mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. And I don't see the corporations reinvesting their money back into themselves to gain the manufacturing upper hand on goods and services coming into this country. If they're not in one of those three professions, you're a service industry. And sooner or later, we run out of services, and we end up with menial jobs where people can't find anything that will pay their rent at the end of the month. That's my question and my statement, sir.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, and you make some good points. I do have a question on something you said that I need clarification. You said that there are only three sources of wealth: mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. I think that there's more to it than that. I mean,
no, there isn't, sir.
Well, then I would ask you how you explain the rise and the employment of companies like Microsoft and Google, and companies that have created tremendous numbers of jobs around the world that are not mining companies, they're not in farming, and they're not manufacturing companies. How would you explain that?
They are service companies servicing the companies who do just those three things, though. That's why their business exists in the first place.
Well, I don't think you can just exclude service companies from wealth creation. I think service companies do create wealth.
But what is the source of the wealth on which they base their growth?
I have to have a different opinion than you then, because I don't believe that Google is a company that's involved in mining, farming, or manufacturing.
No, I don't either.
But it's a great creator of wealth, not only for the shareholders of Google, but also for the vendors around the world that use Google to market their businesses.
And their businesses are based on something that's either mined, grown, or manufactured, turning raw materials into goods. But that's just part of the question. I mean, that was just part of the statement. The other two things was, my big concern was the reinvestment of industry into itself to grow its own basis for one of these creations of wealth. And the other one is the education of our public, that are they really going into an education that will garner for them a worthwhile income?
Yeah, and I think, Jim, that those were the two points that you made that were outstanding. And as far as I'm concerned, we're in complete agreement, because first of all, on the first one, and this is something that we don't hear enough about, we just don't hear hardly anything about this. We hear people talk about, well, we want to bring the money back to the United States, the couple of trillion dollars, for example, that U.S. companies have overseas that they have not brought back because they don't want to pay the taxes. And we hear about deals being made possibly to bring back that money at a low or special tax rate. By the way, this has been done in the past, and there's been talk about doing this again. But, of course, there's a missing ingredient, which is part of your comment, which is, wait a minute, what are the companies going to do when they bring it back here? Because are they going to reinvest that money in new plant and equipment and hiring? And then the answer to that would be, well, wait a minute, why? Why would they do that absent demand? And this is the element that is not getting talked about, that is the most important element of all. If you don't have the demand for that reinvestment, there is no reason for CEOs to be going out building factories, building facilities of any type, when they don't have the demand. And by the way, that is the issue, the demand, the incremental demand I speak of, right? The incremental demand has not been there.
That's right.
And that's the reason that we have not seen companies say, oh, wow, we're going to expand here. We're going to expand. Why would they? If they have enough capacity as it is right now, or if they can bring in capacity by subletting, there's no reason for them to reinvest that money. And so then they wind up using the money in other ways. On your go ahead.
$265 billion of quarterly earnings was reported for the broad-based industry for the last quarter at the end of June. That was their reported earnings. And that $265 billion doesn't show any signs of being reinvested in self-growth.
And as far as I'm concerned, if you're a CEO and you have a piece of that profit pie, and you come to your shareholders and you say, you know what, the demand is not there. We're not going to be able to sell the additional products that we make, but we're going to build this big factory and hire X number of people. You should be fired. You should be fired for malfeasance. If you don't have the demand curve for your company, there is no reason for you to expand.
No, that's right. So that doesn't fare well for us long term.
Well, it is what it is, right? It is the reality that we're looking at right now, and that's the observation that you are correctly making. I happen to agree with you 100%. This is something we've talked about, this critical word of demand that is rarely mentioned in the public sphere. We hardly ever hear this word about creating demand. There are ways to create demand. Nobody wants to do it. Now, on your second point, education, I agree 100%. I think that when young sprouts decide on their majors and pursue them, for example, with a college education, I think they should take. They're not going to listen to me, Jim. Forget about it. All right? But they should take a practical approach as to what they're going to do with that diploma or what that diploma is going to lead to. And I think that if you do take a major that has no path to a practical resolution in the long term, I think you should rethink it. As I say, they're not going to listen to me, but I agree with you.
Well, you mentioned also in your conversation earlier that so much of the growth was in the entertainment and industry that caters to the public for a good time. We are so emphasizing our efforts now on having a good time that we've lost sight of the fact that we've got to be productive American citizens if we wish to see our economy move forward. And unfortunately, people are taking the easy way out, and they're looking for a job that will earn them a lot of money without having to do a lot of work for it. And
you know what?
Some of the growth that I think that you mentioned in incomes is a result of some of the states cashing in on the eventual raise in minimum wages. So the folks who work at McDonald's and Starbucks can get a raise, but what are they really doing? They're just increasing the prices for everybody else who buys from them. Look at the rise in the fast food industry. All of this, serve it to me right now when I want it. It's the McDonald's mentality. And unfortunately, that has spilled over into our college students who want it right now. They want it their way. They want money that they don't earn to be able to get it. I'm not saying all students do that, but I'm seeing less and less people going into the technical fields where they can actually garner an income and contribute to the overall economic growth of our nation.
Yeah, I think a lot of the mentality out there today that I see, too much of it, in my opinion, is ask what your country can do for you.
That is very true.
That's a problem, Jim. That's a problem. JFK got that one right. He said it differently. He got it right. That's a problem.
As a veteran of the United States Army myself and having served my country, I talk to many of the recruiters, and what I'm hearing from them is that only 25%, Bob, count this, 25% of the people who come in the door and want to join the Army, Navy, Marines, or Air Force, or Coast Guard, only 25% of them are even eligible to be able to get into the military now for reasons of drug and alcohol abuse, health issues, or some sort of prison background. And that alone is very disturbing because that spills over into the resumes that the corporations look at, and we end up with a lot of people on minimum wages that can't find a job for one of those reasons that the military has also turned them down.
Jim, I appreciate the call.
You're very welcome, and thank you.
1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. Hue and Cry, an online retailer of better-fitting menswear, has created a better sizing system based on body types, not traditional sizing. Co-founder Philip Soriano says USPS remains the most cost-effective way to ship our products, and as an inventory-holding business, margin and cash flow are critical. Philip knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service. Priority you.
Why should you trust in the U.S. Postal Service to deliver for your business? Because when you ship with us, your business becomes our business. Whether you have 3 employees or 300, you'll have a nationwide fleet of delivery trucks working for you. We make more e-commerce deliveries to homes than anyone else in the country. See what we can do for you at usps.com/4business. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
It may be one of the most misunderstood legal topics, medical malpractice. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with attorney Stuart Grossman about the difference between malpractice and a mistake. And what would your medical service be like without medical malpractice litigation? The answers are coming your way this weekend. Tune in Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss your last chance for the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. Right now, you'll get a free month of Genucel with your order if you call today. That's right. Chamonix is giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. Now, I've been raving about this product for years because it knocks out the bags of puffiness around the eyes. I use a little in the morning before I go to work, a little at night before I go to bed, and that plant stem cell therapy and immediate effects. You see results in the first 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. It's like a full night. Sleep in a jar. And now Chamonix is giving away their best-selling Liesse neck treatment absolutely free. That's a second free gift. So pick up the phone and dial 800-631-6443, 1-800-631-6443. And if you call right now, you'll be upgraded to free shipping. That's right, a third free gift when you take advantage of Genucel's summer blowout sale. But it'll go away quickly like summer. 800-631-6443, 1-800-631-6443. 443 Genucel from Chamonix.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
Whether you're caught up in a struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you're always welcome right here on America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thank you for joining us. The toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. Looking at the demographics of the labor report that came out on Friday. By the way, the ADP household report on Wednesday also showed a nice increase in new jobs for the month. That is a different survey taken by Automatic Data Processing, ADP, the giant payroll processing concern around the country and around the world. I was looking at the unemployment demographics. White unemployment, this is as reported by the Labor Department. White unemployment 4.3 in the month of July. Black unemployment, these are the categories listed by the Labor Department, 8.4%, Latino 5.4%, and Asian unemployment listed at 4.1%. So there are differences there in those categories. But more importantly, the differences by education are dramatic. This is something we've discussed on Money Talk for the past three decades, and these numbers have always held true. Right now, for those with a bachelor's degree or higher, the unemployment rate is 2.5. Now, frankly, that's about as low as you're going to get it. You really cannot get an unemployment rate much below 2.5%. And that's where it is right now for bachelor's degree or higher. Those who have some college, any college, have an unemployment rate of 4.3%. Those with a high school diploma, 5%. And those with less than a high school diploma, 6.3%. Now, year after year, decade after decade, you look at these numbers, and these numbers continue to point out the value in the employment market of education. And, of course, one of the nice things about that stays with you for your entire lifetime. You can benefit from that for your entire lifetime. That's why on this broadcast, we've always placed so much emphasis on acquiring as much education, as much skill. If you're not going to college, you're acquiring a skill, that's fine, as one can possibly and reasonably do. And it's just amazing how those figures hold together. No matter how much time goes by, those figures, even when the economy fluctuates, those figures hold together. The symmetry of those figures is always there. Gordon is on the line in Lakeland, Florida. Gordon, it is your turn. Welcome.
Call, Bob. I want to give you an update on the higher education situation.
Yeah.
The Lakeland Ledger at theledger.com published my guest column this Thursday, and you can find it if you go to theledger.com and put in Gordon Watts. Of course, you can search for Gordon Wayne Watts, and I gave the Ledger front page news on my blogs. Basically, I'm asking my congressman to pass two pieces of legislation. And one of them already has some Republican co-sponsors for bankruptcy, although Republicans are mostly against it. It's H.R. 449, and that would be a free market check against predatory lending. Bankruptcy is the second economic Second Amendment. That would be curative in nature, but preventative in nature. Bill Bennett says when you subsidize something, the prices go up. So basically, what the argument that I'm making is that Congressman Ross admitted in a town hall meeting, and it was public, and I tape recorded it and posted it, that he agreed that college students should get bankruptcy for their college loans, and that would scare off lenders and cure the existing problem. And college debt, which is about $1.4 trillion, it's almost 10% of the national debt, and besides the humanitarian reasons and the equal protection and the violation of the uniformity clause of the Constitution, Section Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, the taxpayer dollars guarantee these predatory toxic loans. And if you start reducing the loan limits, John Boehner's bill raised the loan limits, and then the tuition went up to match the increased borrowing ability. So lowering the loan limits and then getting the tax dollars out of the thing in the first place would be preventative, and then to cure the existing loans and also scare off lenders the bankruptcy, H.R. 449, those two bills, if they are passed, would effectively result in the tuition coming down. And, I mean, in fact, the liberals remind us that we had free college back a few decades ago, and it was the best in the world. Germany had free college. Now, I'm not a liberal. I don't want a free handout. But if there is a good argument for free college, and Bernie Sanders does make a good argument, how much more indefensible as it is to suggest that you put in the modest reforms that I suggested so that neither the banks and colleges nor the taxpayers and the students bear the full burden? Because these toxic, the bubble will burst, and the housing bubble burst, and it was bad, but they had bankruptcy, and so that mitigated the damage. Without the bankruptcy, which is a check against predatory lending, the bubble will burst. It'll crash the U.S. dollar, and it will, I mean, we'll be like all these other nations that had their economy go down. So you see the two measures that I'm asking, to reduce the loan limits until they go down to zero, subsidize it somewhat with tax dollars, free or low-cost education, and then allow bankruptcy and other standard consumer protections for the existing loans. I mean, rich people get bankruptcy for millions. Why not a college student? And this will result in lower tuition, and an uneducated, debt-overburdened populace threatens our national security on top of all that.
Gordon, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. Obviously, a lot of work to be done on student debt, and a lot of work to be done on making college more affordable in the future. How in the world are we going to do anything about that problem if we don't make it affordable? For information on my investment letter, Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com. Request a complimentary back issue. The August edition is now out. Easy to do. Go to bobbrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature right there at the home page. More to come. Stay with us if you can. It's Money Talk.
Lumber Liquid.